Today on Castle Country Focus, I'm your host, Lynn Fielding, and I have with me Commissioner Lynn Sitrid, Commissioner of Emery County. Now, he just started this job this last January, and it is his first elected position in serving the people of Emery County. Thank you for your service, Commissioner, and welcome to Castle Country Focus.
Thank you.
What are you trying to do right now as a commission, and what are your goals as a commissioner?
Well, I've been in business in Emery County for a number of years, helping run a family-owned business, and with the slowdown in the mining industry and the next generation coming up in my business here in the service industry for the mines, I just felt that it was a time that I could try to do something different and help the county. So I ran for office to see if I could help the county in bringing in some new industry or new jobs, but my emphasis more than bringing in the new industry and jobs is to try to support and save the existing jobs that we've had. So my main interest is to try to support the 5 power units that we have running in Emery County, keep them producing power, which supports the local mines we have that are producing the coal to keep the plants going, and thus supporting the service industries in Carbon and Emery County, which are working with the plants and with the mines.
That sounds great. I don't know anybody who could fault that. I mean, who knows what the future is with coal, and where does Emery County go from here?
Well, I don't think that you're ever going to see coal come back. I don't think that we will ever see what we've seen in the past, but I think that we can see it stabilized and continue to mine the amount of coal, if not a little bit more than we're mining right now. So if we can support these plants and keep them burning coal and possibly find some ways of exporting a little bit of our coal and support the mines that are running in Carbon and Emery counties right now, we can support the wage base that we have in the county right now and try to keep our children from having to move away to find a decent paying job and continue to support those families that have not had to move up until now. And hopefully we can all stay around and live in a county where we love to live.
If you were going to find another industry or another business to come in town, what kind of company would it be?
Well, I've had some meetings with some investors upstate trying to find someone that would move into the Castledale area and build a motel and a restaurant. Have not had much luck there yet. They're doing some studies, but they don't see enough tourism here in the west half of the county to support a new motel and new restaurant here right now. Other businesses we would like to see: manufacturing, industrial manufacturing and such. We do have a new business that has started over in the Old Energy West Training Center above Orangeville, which is promising. They've came in and not asked for a lot of tax concessions or government supports and are trying to employ a number of local people in that business. We would like to see more businesses like them move in.
I've interviewed the robotics company. That's a fascinating business with real potential in Emery County.
It is, and we've also got robotics courses being taught at our local high school here now, which hopefully we can train some young people that will already have a good background and training when they get out of high school and know whether they would like to continue that direction as they go into college, which will give this new company here a base of young people to choose from to continue adding to their employees there at that business.
You are listening to Castle Country Focus with your host, to Lynn Fielding. Now, you mentioned the tourism, the motels and whatnot. Obviously, Green River is into the traveling tourists and whatnot. Where does tourism fall, in your view, on the western half?
Well, I fully support Green River and would love to see all the tourism that we can generate for them to keep supporting them and their tax base there. The western half of the county is a little bit different. We've had high-paying power plant jobs and coal mining jobs, the service sector jobs here, and it's hard for families that have been making a living in this sector to go to working in tourism-type jobs, which normally pay less and have fewer benefits. So I would like to see tourism be able to grow some on the western half of the county, but I don't see the opening here for it to grow as much on the west half of the county as they do in the Green River area. So where I would like to see it grow some here in the western end of the county, I would still like to see the higher industrial jobs here and support Green River all we can in building Green River's tourism up.
I visited with someone about the bouldering efforts and with the BLM and up at Joes Valley and the Forest Service up there. That seems to be, right now, adding income to Emery County with the existing businesses that are already here.
It is. So far, grocery stores in Orangeville and Castledale and fast food outlets in Orangeville and Castledale have done quite well with the boulders coming to town and buying groceries and coming to town to get a pizza or a dinner at nights and then going back to the mountain to their bouldering. Also, they tell me that the boulders that came years ago were usually the young college kids that were single and lived in tents on the mountain, and now we're getting them back 4 or 5 years later, and they're coming back with wives and children, and so they're a little more apt to come down and stay at a bed and breakfast or a motel and come to town more for meals. So I think the bouldering community is someone that most of the people in the county are not familiar with, but they are adding to our tax base here very well with the purchases that they're making as they come to town.
In fact, Mr. Anderson at Emery Telecom, an example of exactly that, started out coming down doing bouldering, and now he's doing a great job and working with Emery Telecom and living in Orangeville.
Yep, he's one of the ones that came and instead of going back home decided he liked it so well he stayed here with us.
Is there anything else that we need to bring out or that you'd like to propose or discuss?
No, like you said, I'm new to this job and I'm new as a politician, and so I'm trying to do what I think is best for the residents of Emery County, but I'm open to conversation if anyone would like to try to steer me in a different direction or convince me that there's other things that we as a commission need to be doing for the county. So I'm open to anyone that would like to call and talk to me if they would like to give us suggestions of what they think the commission should be doing differently.
How would you like them to get in touch with you?
There's a number they can call the commission office over there, and if they call the commission, Emery County Commission office, and I'm not where I have the number with me right now, but they will ring through, and if we're not sitting at our desk, if I'm not at my desk at the county, it will ring through to my cell phone and get me wherever I'm at. So the county has it set up where I can't hide. If I'm not in Castledale, it'll ring right through and catch me wherever my cell will work.
We're going to find you one way or the other then.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner, for being with us on Castle Country Focus.
Thank you.